Chapter 8. At the Hospital. He really wanted that sweet. Slowly, he put his hand into the man's stomach. He found the sweet and took it out.
The hospital was very busy. David and Mr. Bean ran quickly to the front desk.
"Excuse me," David said. "Can you tell me my daughter's room number? Jennifer Langley. She came in at about 1 o'clock. A road accident."
"One minute, sir," said the woman at the desk. "Ah, yes, she's in room 106.
David ran up the stairs. Mr. Bean followed him.
"No, Bean," shouted David. "You stay there and do nothing, nothing. Then nothing can go wrong."
Mr. Bean understood. He watched David leave. He felt very sad. He wanted to help. And he wanted a family, too. David found room 106 and went in. Jennifer was in bed, and Allison was on a chair next to her.
"Allie, how is she?"
"Oh, David, I don't know," cried Allison. "I'm waiting for the doctor."
Mr. Bean sat and waited for David. After some time, he felt bored and started to walk round the hospital. A doctor suddenly ran out of a room and saw Mr. Bean.
"Who are you?"
he asked.
"Me? I'm Dr. Bean."
"Good. I'm Dr. Jacobson. I want some help, doctor. Come with me."
Oh, no. Mr. Bean wasn't really a doctor. He was only Dr. Bean at the Grierson Gallery, not in a hospital.
I'm really Mr. Bean, not doctor,"
he said. But Dr. Jacobson was too busy. He didn't hear him. Mr. Bean followed Dr. Jacobson into an operating room.
"Okay, listen, everybody. This is Dr. Bean. Doctor, this man's got a bullet in his stomach. It's bad. I've got another operation in room 4, but I'll see you later."
Dr. Jacobson ran out of the operating room, and everybody looked at Dr. Bean.
"Here, doctor, put these clothes on," somebody said.
"Doctor, this man's dying. Do something fast," another person said.